Beyond Boom and Bust, Coal's Human Toll, on this moment of Indiana history. From the excavation of Greene County's first underground coal mine in 1859, the area enjoyed a prosperity and vitality that endured through the 1920s. But the cost of doing business was often exacted in human lives. The coal rush pressed thousands of men into underground employment. In the mid-1880s, a day's work could fetch as little as 75 cents in wages, mostly paid in scrip, usable only at the company store. With the emergence of the United Mine Workers of America in the 1890s, coal towns such as Lytton became crucibles of the labor struggle. Slowly, coal miners were better compensated, their shifts were shortened, and they were freed from bondage to the company store and housing. But mining remained treacherous. In addition to the inhalation of carbon dioxide and methane gas, miners risked explosion, inundation, and mine collapse. An explosion in Greene County's Antioch mine spurred the miners' union to push for safety legislation in 1923. But there were 200 men 200 feet down at the time of the 1931 Little Betty pit mine blast in Sullivan County, and at least 28 perished. By the 1930s, most small family-owned mines had been abandoned after their supply had been exhausted. Others were consolidated into larger mine companies such as Peabody and United Fourth Vein. Waning demand following World War I and the Great Depression contributed to the industry's decline. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.